Hospital. M-PESA Foundation has unveiled a new Mother and Child Hospital, MCH, in Kisumu County to boost provision of healthcare outcomes. The facility domiciled at Rata Hospital in Seme Sub-County is equipped with a nurse station, a waiting bay with a children's play area, two consultants' rooms, a child welfare clinic, CWC, room, a pharmacy with a store, a family planning room, an antenatal clinic, ANC, room, washrooms among others. Safaricom Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Peter Indegwa, who handed over the facility to the county government, said the newly constructed unit is expected to increase bed capacity and daily deliveries in the area. The maternal unit, he said, will also provide a variety of critical services such as outpatient care, maternity care, comprehensive clinic care, immunizations for children, and laboratory services where over 10,000 people will be impacted. At Safaricom, our purpose is transforming lives, and through these interventions, we are taking healthcare closer to the people. Going forward, M-PESA Foundation will continue partnering with the counties to enhance service delivery, with a keen focus on maternal and child health, he said. Kisumu Governor Professor Anyang Nyong'o lauded the partnership, saying it will go a long way in boosting health outcomes for the area. This project is a dream come true to the people of Seme and Kisumu County as a whole. It is a model we are keen on extending to other parts of the county, he said. The county government, he said, has invested an additional $6 million to renovate the old Rata Hospital. This mother and child unit, he added, will offer exclusive services to mothers and their babies, helping to mitigate against the high infant mortality rate in the area. The facility, he added, will offer services beyond Seme Sub-County, adding that the county government plans to set up similar wellness centers across the 8 sub-counties. Nyong'o said his government would continue to invest heavily in the health sector to ensure the well-being of all area residents. Among the key interventions in the health sector, he said, was the operationalization of some 280 functional community health units, which have been linked to 151 public health facilities and 5 faith-based health facilities across the county. This, he said, represents 94.5% coverage, with an average of 307,185 households in the county served by 2,998 community health workers. The number of visits made by CHWs to family households in the area, he disclosed, increased from 187,977 in 2022 to 206,420 in 2023. In the last 1 year, our community health workers received further training on community case management of malaria, nurturing care, family planning, HPV and cervical cancer screening, he said. As a result, he said, most of the CHWs were now able to diagnose and treat malaria cases in the community, screen for children health and growth, among others.